I'd like to share several passages of scripture with you. First coming from the 100 Psalms, verses 1 through 4. Very familiar passage that says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Supporting scripture this morning, Colossians 3, beginning at verse 15. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Supporting scripture from Luke 17, 15 and 16 that you've heard in your hearing. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan." Hallelujah, Jesus. "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or subject. How do you tell God thank you? How do you tell God thank you?
It's real this morning. Saul said, "I can feel him in my hands." Do you ever feel God in your hands? So I can feel him in my feet. Every now and then I get a dance in my feet because Jesus is real. You ought to be able this morning to feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Something about the Spirit of God, it changes your whole disposition. The Spirit has a way of lifting you up when you find yourself in your lowest moments in life. If you would listen to that small, still voice, it'll quietly speak to you and let you know that everything is going to be all right. If you would listen to that small, still voice, there are times, even though what you see with your human eye seems like you're not going to make it, but somewhere down on the inside, especially for those of you that are believers, believers go another step. Believers go beyond what their mind can comprehend and know that God has a way of doing things that are mysterious to us. And we sometimes wonder, why does God love us so? I'm thankful to God on this great day to be in the house of the Lord. And as we propose a question to you this morning, the question is, how do you tell God thank you? God has blessed us to be assembled to worship him and to praise him on this Sunday preceding our traditional feast for Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day became an annual holiday in the United States in 1863. Even in a time such as this, we all still have a lot to be thankful for. We should be coming together, acknowledging and teaching ongoing generations what it is to be thankful in your individual families, to be thankful for whatever it is that you have. We got to understand that we got to teach them that it's about being thankful to God for the things that he is doing. And it's much more than just eating good food. When we look back at the time growing up and we ate a good meal, but we didn't have enough to be considered a feast. Now, even poor people on Thanksgiving Day, we have a feast. We don't have just a meal. We have more than we can eat. Before we even start dinner, we already making plans what we're going to do with the leftovers. Because we already know there are going to be some leftovers. We're going to cook everything we can think of to have that Thanksgiving feast. But the bottom line is, are we really thankful? If we would journey back into the history of Thanksgiving, given by a man by the name of Governor Bradford of Massachusetts, he gave a Thanksgiving proclamation 3 years after the Pilgrims settled at Plymouth in 1623. He said, "Inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squashes, and garden vegetables, and has made the forest to abound with game and the sea with fish and clams, and inasmuch as he has protected us from the ravages of the savages, has spared us from the pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience, now I, your majesty, do proclaim that all ye pilgrims, with your wives and ye little ones, do gather at the meeting house on ye hill between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday, November the 29th of the year of our Lord 1623, and the third year since ye pilgrims land on ye pilgrim rock, there to listen to ye pastor and render thanksgiving to ye almighty God for all his blessings." Written by William Bradford. William looked around and saw the blessings of the Lord and realized that because of these blessings, we ought to be thankful. He realized that not only has God blessed us with food, but he's healed our bodies. He's kept us from sicknesses. He's made a way that we can worship God in spirit and in truth. So on this rock, we're going to hear what thus said the Lord our God, and we are going to be thankful. These folk had gone through a time of great difficulty, yet they never lost sight of being thankful to God, who is the source and the giver of life. Have you ever had someone to do something for you that was really special and you wanted to express your gratitude and yet found the only thing you could do was to say thank you? Even as you said it, you felt so inadequate to really express your gratitude. Sometimes you are so grateful for the things that have been done for you, you don't know how to express it in words. You can't give back because material things are not actually the case. And a lot of times the only thing you can say is thank you. But I think most of us feel that way because a lot of times we want to thank God, but we just don't know how to tell God thank you. But we got to learn how to tell God thank you. The question remains for us today as the people of God, are we really thankful? Is there a struggle? Is there an uneasiness in expressing our gratitude to God for the things that he has done in our lives? How do you tell God thank you? When we consider that everything we have, everything that we ever will be, we owe it all to the Lord. For the Bible teaches us that without him, we wouldn't even have our being. Without him, we could not move. Without him, we couldn't feel. We couldn't think. And we got so much to thank God for. We must learn how to offer God true thanksgiving, not just lip service. We know how to say thank you from the lips. But I wonder, do we really mean it from the heart? Thank you should be something that comes second nature to us because as babies, we are taught how to say thank you. When somebody do something for you, tell them thank you. When somebody give you something, tell them thank you. Even as you grow up and got a little older, you were still taught Be thankful for anything that someone does for you. Even if you don't like it, even if you don't want it, be thankful and be grateful, because one thing is they did not have to do it. So many times we think that the world owes us something. Sometimes we act like God owes us something, but we are to understand that we owe God everything. Everything that you got, even your sanctity in your mind, it comes from the Lord our God. And as believers, we know that it is important to say thank you. If the Lord has ever done anything for you, then you ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. You ought to be grateful to God for the things that he have done. I'm thankful to God. And we got to have the right attitude to tell God thank you. We got to have a moment by moment mental attitude to thank God for the things that he has done. Sometimes when you feel like I'm grown and I worked hard and I did this and I did that, where does your strength come from? Where did your life come from? We got to get rid of some of this I and begin to talk about God. If God had not done what he has done in our life, where would we be this morning? We got to understand that there comes a time that even when you're going through hard times, even when things are not going your way, it's still a time to tell God thank you. We got to understand that when we thank God, there are all kinds of ways to thank God, but we have learned to come to the house of God and to tell God thank you. We got to learn how to make our requests be known unto God. God don't know sometimes that we got to open up our mouths. Even though he is an all-knowing God, he wants to hear it from us. You have not because you ask not. And after you ask God and God gives it back to you, you ought to have mind enough to tell God thank you. Many of you ought to be glad that God allowed you to get up this morning, allowed you to come to the house of God. And for that, we owe God's thanks. When I think about coming to the house of God, I can't help but to think about David. David said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves." Anybody hear me? Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. If you come out of the pasture, you ought to come into the house of God, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. God was good to the pilgrims as well as he is good to us. God was good to David, and he's still good to us. But we got to understand that if we want to be on the Lord's side, we got to learn how to tell God thank you. I wonder, how do you tell God thank you? David said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." But we like to whisper, "I thank you." We like to whisper and tell God that I appreciate you. We like to sit around and look cute and think that God knows what's going on in our mind. But every now and then, somebody need to help me in this house. When you know that God has done something in your life, you ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. If you want to have peace in your life, you better learn how to have a grateful spirit to the Lord our God. For the Bible says, as Paul writes here, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord our God. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. In everything, give thanks." There's a time that you got to tell God thank you for the thing that he had done in your life. But the question this morning is, what or how do you tell God thank you? Some of us are looking down at somebody else and are wondering why they are not giving God the praise. But if God had done anything in your life, you ought to praise him for yourself. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. But know that you have a mind to tell God thank you. I want to talk to somebody this morning that feel inadequate in telling God thank you. You don't have to have fancy, large, beautiful words. All you have to do is have a mind and a mouth to open up And when you open up your mouth and tell the Lord, thank you, God hears what comes out your mouth. God sees what's in your heart. And if you got a grateful spirit down on the inside, God will make a way out of no way. I'm reminded this morning that there was a story that said that Jesus was passing by Samaria and Galilee. While he was on his way there, he saw 10 men with the leprosy. The leprosy was a disease, a skin disease, that they had to stay away from everybody. They were unclean and didn't nobody want to be around them. But when they heard that Jesus was on the way, they came unto Jesus, lifted up their voice, Jesus, Master. You see, sometimes we don't want to open up our mouth. We need a blessing from the Lord, but we want the pastor to pray. We want the deacon to pray. We want mom and them to pray. But you better pray for yourself. You better ask God for yourself and believe for yourself that God will do just what he said he'd do. You got to know that if you open up your mouth, these men of God realized that they needed help from God. Said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus heard their cry. Told them to go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, the Bible says it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Obedience to God will bring about deliverance. Obedience to God will bring about healing. They heard what the Lord said do. The Lord said go. So they went to show themselves. But on their way, Jesus had already healed them. They looked at the hand. Their hand looked neat. They looked at their feet. Their feet did too. And they just kept on walking. But the Bible said that one of them turned around, fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, telling the Lord, thank you for healing my body. Thank you for all you've done in my life. Jesus said, there were 10 of you. Where are the other 9? Well, now, let me use my mind a minute. I'm going to speak for the one that stayed. I don't know where the other 9 is, but I'm thankful for what you've done for me. I can't answer for the other 9, but I can tell you, thank you for blessing me. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about the other 9. But if God has done anything for you, tell God thank you. Hallelujah. 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 How do you tell him thank you? How do you tell him thank you? Some folk are very critical of how other folk praise God. But you don't know the story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I got to go through. So I got to praise him. I got to hold on while I have a chance. Anybody love God? Anybody thankful? Anybody thank God before Thanksgiving? For every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So on this day that the Lord has made, rejoice and be glad. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And his mercy endureth forever. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank him with my mouth. I thank him with my hands. I thank him with my feet. I thank him with my joy. I thank God. Woo! Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. How do you tell him thank you? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to holler out. Don't be ashamed to go back and say thank you. Some of us got on our nice rags thinking we're looking all good. But I want to let you know something, that if Jesus had done something for you, this man realize that I've been going through. And because I've been going through, God has touched my body. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deacon Pittman, I'm not even old, but I'm going to say this anyhow. If I was young as I used to be, I'd fall out in the floor and give you a demonstration. But my knees and that little small boy said, don't do that. Just tell him about it. For this man, he wasn't too proud to fall flat in the floor, face to the floor at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was thankful. And when you are thankful to God, you're not worried about who's looking at you. You're not worried about who's talking about you. Hallelujah. Talk if you want to. Can nobody do you like Jesus? It's Thanksgiving. Be thankful. Be thankful unto him. And he will. He will. He will continue to make a way. You done brought me the road. All right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is able. He is able to do beyond what our very minds could even comprehend. But I thank God this morning. I thank God. I thank God for all those in here that God has touched your body with his healing hand. Oh, many of you, all of you, I prayed for you. But all I did was pray to the Lord our God. But it was God that touched your body. It was God that heard your humble cry. It was God that was there with you in the midnight hour. It was God that was there when everybody else turned their back on you. God said, come, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody love the Lord this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so grateful this morning. I'm thankful for another day's journey. I'm thankful that the blood is yet running warm in our veins. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you.